Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the nuts and bolts of today's and tomorrow's technology, making even the most complex topics accessible and fun. I'm Alex, your guide through the labyrinth of tech.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're thinking, probably get a bit confused, and make sure Alex keeps things on the nerd level. That's nerd for new, exciting, radical developments. Today, we're orchestrating a symphony of AI agents.
That's right, Jamie. We're talking about mastering agent orchestration patterns. It's like being a conductor for the world's most advanced robotic orchestra, where each musician is an AI or software agent.
So we're not just hitting play on Spotify, then? I've got to admit, when you first mentioned agent orchestration, I imagined secret agents coordinating a high-stakes heist.
Well, it's not quite that dramatic, but think of it this way. As AI systems evolve from single-purpose models to multi-agent ecosystems, we've got to figure out how these agents can collaborate, coordinate, and delegate tasks efficiently.
Okay, that sounds complex, but also pretty cool. So, what's the deal with these patterns? Are we sewing now?
Not exactly, though the patterns do weave together. Essentially, agent orchestration patterns define how multiple agents work together. There are a few core patterns, like sequential, hierarchical, blackboard, and market-based orchestration. Each has its use depending on the task complexity, autonomy requirements, and scalability goals.
Sequential, like following a recipe.
Exactly. In a sequential pattern, agents execute tasks in a fixed order. Let's say you have a document processing pipeline. First, an OCR agent extracts text. Then, a summarization agent condenses it, followed by a classification agent tagging content. It's deterministic and easy to debug.
Got it, and hierarchical, that one sounds bossy.
You could say that. In a hierarchical pattern, you have a central agent, think of it as the manager, who delegates tasks to specialized sub-agents. It's like a customer support system, where the main bot determines if your query is about billing or technical issues, and then passes you to the right expert.
What about Blackboard and market-based? They sound like they belong in a classroom and Wall Street, respectively.
Not far off. The Blackboard pattern is where agents share a common knowledge base and act when relevant info appears. It's like a team solving a puzzle together, each adding pieces without a predetermined order. Market-based orchestration, on the other hand, has agents compete or bid for tasks, optimizing resource allocation based on cost or utility.
Ah, so like deciding whether to take a taxi or bus based on cost and time. Neat. But how do you choose which pattern to use?
Great question. It depends on your project's needs. Sequential is simple and predictable. Hierarchical is great for tasks that can be broken down into subtasks. Blackboard encourages collaboration, and market-based excels in dynamic resource allocation.
This is all fascinating, but it also sounds like a lot of moving parts. What happens when things go wrong?
Ah, the beauty and bane of distributed systems. Handling errors, ensuring security, and maintaining observability are crucial. It's about having the right monitoring in place, like tracking agent execution times and failure rates, and implementing robust error recovery mechanisms.
So basically, making sure our robotic orchestra doesn't turn into a robotic uprising. Got it.
Exactly. And to keep everything harmonious, frameworks and modern tooling play a big role. They help orchestrate these agents, ensuring they play together nicely from development to production.
Wow, Alex, you've managed to make agent orchestration sound almost simple.
That's the goal, Jamie. And for our listeners, if you're intrigued by the power of agent orchestration, there's a whole world out there to explore. From designing robust systems to implementing them with cutting-edge technologies.
And we'll be right here to guide you through it, one nerdy topic at a time. Thanks for tuning in to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into technology.
Until next time, keep orchestrating your learning and curiosity. Thanks for listening.